Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I pray you're doing great. Hey, wasn't that awesome yesterday? If you were listening to the broadcast, we had a spontaneous prayer for salvation, and I loved it. I believe some of you got born again, and if you did, please write to me so we can rejoice with you and welcome you into the family of the kingdom of God. I also got another great letter in the mail. Thank you so much. A precious sister listens to us at her desk at work, and she wrote to let us know that. Thank you for that. We appreciate that so much. You don't have to do that, and the fact that you take the time to write, it just means everything. Thank you. And so my brothers and sisters always know you can write to us. I have a P.O. Box address, and you can get it on the website, annadonahueministries.com. Write to us. We would love to write back. Let us know what you're doing, and we want to see you at upcoming meetings. We are all over the place. Thank you, Jesus. And getting ready for that Mirror 8 conference. I'm working diligently to get a mini book put together of all my notes for that conference. That way you can have it when you leave. Yes, it'll be in CD form, and we've got cameras coming for DVD, but I don't know. I carry these little mini books with me everywhere, and I pull those mini books out all the time. I get the Word of God. I just love the Word of God. I always, like some people sit and eat almonds at 2:30 for energy. I sit and I want to eat the Word. Corny, I know. It's what I do. I just fill up on the Word as much as I can because it's Jesus and I love Him and I love the Word of God. And it puts me over. And it'll put you over too. Well, this week I'm going to spend a little bit of time and I'll be sharing more of this at the conference, but I'm going to talk about trials this week. Yay, you say. I can hear you. Yay, trials. Now, come on now. I'm going to switch your vantage point to how you view trials if I can. Trials, my brethren. What do? Man, they certainly show us what we know. And they also show us what we don't know. Trials show us what we know. But they also show us what we don't know. And you need this, my friend. If you never had a trial, if you never had pressure, thlipsis in the Greek, come upon you, you don't know what's inside of you. You can grandiose all you want and say, I would never and I will. And you don't know, my friend, until it hits you. The goal, though, is what if you flub up the first time something hits you? Well, God's great. He's a great teacher in school. You get to take the test again. So it's all right because you get to take it again and realize I'm not doing that the next time. Now I've learned, and you start gaining wisdom and you start getting knowledge of how to handle these trials and testings that are coming your way. James 1:2 says, count it or consider it joyful, my brethren, when you're enveloped or you're encountering trials of any sort or falling into a variety of temptations. You say, you're joking me. No, I'm not joking you. Because James knew. Consider or counting is an accounting term. And he says, after you add it all up and you're able to look back and you've done things God's way, you'll see you've changed. More tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.